I wanted to ask you about sentinel node. You're being a surgeon, and although our audience here is a medical oncologist, they have a lot of interest in the issue of sentinel node. Can you sort of summarize where we are in terms of data on sentinel node? And there was some data presented by the NSABP at the recent San Antonio meeting.
Data from two trials presented at San Antonio. There's the UK Almanac trial and the NSABP trial. What's interesting about the NSABP trial is that they had somewhere in the region around 11% false negative rate, which is actually quite high. What that means is that about 11% of the patients with involved axillary nodes did not have their involved nodes detected on sentinel node biopsy. And I asked a question, and I said, can you give me the false negative rate related to the number of sentinel nodes removed? And fortunately, the presenter came to speak to me afterwards, and they have, as one would expect, approaching a 20% false negative rate in patients who only have one sentinel node removed. And the more sentinel nodes you remove, the lower your false negative rate. And what that tells me, and what we know from the Almanac study, is this idea of one sentinel node has to go. On average, there are between probably two and three sentinel nodes. So when you've removed the first sentinel node, you need to look for more nodes, because the studies suggest about 25% of the time, the involved node is not the hottest or the bluest node. And that's because, of course, sometimes the node's actually blocked by tumor. So I like the approach that now most Americans are taking out the hottest and bluest nodes, then they feel around and do what we've been doing for a long time, this node sampling. And that combination of hot nodes, blue nodes, and palpal nodes seems to reduce your false negative rate to a very low level.
When you say feel around, certainly you can palpate for nodes that are packed with tumor and aren't lighting up, but are you also looking for nodes, other nodes with dye or radioactivity in them?
No, I mean, once you've removed all the nodes that are blue and hot, what you're doing is exactly what you say, is you're feeling around for nodes that feel hard, irregular, that could be packed with tumor. Because we know that one of the big problems about sentinel node is if you have a tumor node that's completely full, then it can not light up. So the first point about the NSABP study is I think it's taught us that probably the way we're doing sentinel node at the moment is not that great. We need to refine our sentinel node. We need to understand that we're going to take out, two to three nodes. So that's the first issue.